Roughly 2,000 U.S. schools still have Native American mascots, even though the American Psychological Association called for the retirement of those usually cartoonish symbols in 2005 because they so negatively impact Indigenous children's mental health and self-esteem. Well, one of those schools, Neshaminy High School in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, whose teams and mascot have the same name a Washington NFL team has, and we're only going to say it once because Redskin is a racially offensive description to so many Native Americans. At a series of hearings this week, there's a battle over whether to retire the name and the mascot that goes with it. Let's bring in WHYY reporter Aaron Mozell. Aaron, this battle isn't new in this town. It's been simmering for years. So what prompted the hearings?
So this all ties back to a complaint that was filed with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission by a parent, and she complained that using the mascot was creating sort of a hostile educational environment. The parent eventually, she kind of voluntarily withdrew her complaint, and then the commission kind of took up the case after that and sued the district.
Okay, and here we are. Now, of the witnesses testifying, there's Andre Bilodeau. He's executive director of an organization called the Native American Guardians Association. They are about protecting, they say, positive Native American images in mainstream. There are some Native Americans in the group, we understand. He is not one of them, but he spoke in favor of the district keeping the name. Let's listen.
There's many variations of Redskin. The objective use to describe a painted warrior is specific to Neshaminy, nothing more. You can misuse the term fruitcake. I can give you a fruitcake at Christmas, but if I walk into a mental hospital and I shout out fruitcake or call somebody, that's offensive.
So there he is representing this group that it's interesting. They are trying to keep these symbols. Who else are we hearing from in the hearings?
So far, Bilodeau has sort of been the only one in support of the district stance, which is to keep the mascot. Otherwise, we've kind of heard from a teacher, for example, yesterday, and also a former student who was a student editor. While there was this whole debate about whether or not student editors could ban the word for the school mascot from the school newspaper. Her name is Jillian McGoldrick. And she said that she was on the receiving end of a lot of, you know, angry messages from parents as a result of her group's decision.
I was 16 and my name was being used by parents in the district that I was like some awful human being. I was 16 years old and I would log on to social media and see that.
We're reading that at the time she was suspended from her job as editor of the paper for a month. A teacher who supported her was suspended for 2 days without pay. This is a very serious issue there. But as we say, psychologists say there's research to support that it seriously negatively impacts Indigenous children. Is there any sense that there might be some compromise here? I'm thinking of the University of Utah, the Utah Utes sports team. They worked with the Tribal Council of the Ute Tribe in 1996. They dropped an American Indian symbol and replaced it with a red-tailed hawk swoop. Is there any sense that the people in town attached to this symbol might budge?
I don't get that sense. I mean, I've been covering this controversy for a while now, and the folks who support the use of the mascot, they're extremely loyal to this symbol. And for them, it's also just not a racist symbol. Mm-hmm. They just don't see it as a problem. Mm-hmm. To them, it is honoring Native American culture.
That's Aaron Mozell, reporter for WHYY. So we might see this case go pretty far in the court system. We'll keep an eye on it. Aaron, thanks so much.
Thank you.